From the Shepherd House International in Georgetown, Guyana, Bishop Victor Connors de Sabre, anointed by God, will inspire you with rare and down-to-earth but provoking teachings from the Word of God to love the Lord deeply and to devote yourself to His work. Discover how God can change your life and ministry forever. Now, here is Bishop Collins.
Father, this evening we declare you again and again, over and over, that you are our Savior King. You bore all these burdens that we are going through for us already. And therefore, we stand in your house, we stand in your presence, and refute and refuse and deny and disallow the burden that the world is carrying. You called us to come to you and come with all our labor and our heavy laden. You said you'll give us rest. We have that rest. We receive that rest again and again. We live and we walk in that rest. And therefore, we refuse to be bothered and to be burdened by what the world is burdened by. We declare you here tonight as indeed our Savior King. Speak to our hearts, affect our lives. Encourage us, even as we go through this world that we are temporary residents. And the world and the news and all the things that are surrounding us, encourage us. Let our lives never be the same again. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated, please, in the presence of the Lord. It's beautiful. I'm saying that even if they say only five people should meet, I will still have church. I don't know who is going to be the other five, but I'll be here. If you have to reduce computer and all of that, we will still do something. Maybe first service 9 to 8, what? We start in the morning, 9 to 10, first service, 10 to 11, second service, 10 services a day for 50 people. Yeah. You see, they should not be, the coronavirus, COVID-19, should not be able to stop what God is doing. I tell you, we shall not feel. The Lord is our shepherd, oh. We shall not want. We are not saying that go and expose yourself to it. Right? But as we are listening to worldly counsel and all of that, and also, you know, taking our vitamins and drinking our, or there's a lime in warm water. You have to do it every day. Some people don't do it. Don't be disobedient to. I don't know, there's no vitamin C around, is there? It's only the one that you dissolves in water. Emergency, yeah. That one is around. You have to go to a nice place. Don't go to them cheap places. Where everybody goes, you'll find it was finished. Go to fancy places, you get them. Lime is the better. Four lime, $100. Man, come on. Cut some, put it in warm water. Morning, afternoon, evening. Just a cup. Sip it. Don't say, If you say, it means that you are not born again. You should drink it. Yeah. It should be your new water. It must be warm. So vitamin C. Okay, vitamin C. If one is, depending on the one you get. What I have is 500 milligrams. Bishop was advising, take 400 a day, something like that. So it's about, take four, two in the morning, two in the evening. It builds your immune system. So when the virus comes. But now they found the medication, isn't it? Chloroquine and some antibiotic, they realize actually prevents the virus from attaching itself and growing. Trump said it. They say he was lying, but it's true. So it's around. That medicine, chloroquine, it's all around. Yeah. My wife was telling me that they even want to give it to the nurses and doctors now as a prophylactic, which means it's like you drink it even though you don't have the virus. As a prevention against it when you get it. It doesn't kill it, but it prevents it from being active. And then eventually, like a flu, when you get runny nose, it goes away after a week or two. It's the same thing. This was supposed to be something like that. This one is a bad man. Somebody gave him some extra powers. So he comes and then it does some things that, you know, baffle doctors and nurses. But now they found it. It's one of the medications that's around. That's what actually takes care of him. So there's hope. Yeah, Trump says that by Easter it's going to disappear. He's a prophet, I tell you. Mr. Trump, the prophet. Amen. So we hear, please just be careful. Don't go out if you don't have to. I hear London is going on lockdown or something. Yeah, because the people ain't minding nobody. Right? So if we used to don't mind. So, but George, some people are doing well. I mean, when you go to the banks, they restrict the number of people. I think the minibuses, they shouldn't take 15 people. That should be. That is what they should insist. Minibus should take 5. Otherwise, pack your minibus. Otherwise, then from you are very, very safe, and then you go and sit in a minibus that is packed because they want to, you know, catch something. If you realize somebody's in there and you get it. So public transport, maybe this is a moment to do GI. GI, we have friends at GI. Probably give you a reduced rate. You know, it's a good GI time. Sit at the back. You make sure the window is down so that breeze blows the corona out when it comes. And let us be careful. Let us be precautious. Only a foolish person despises a good advice. Okay? But vitamin C. Vitamin C. Once you do your vitamin C, even when it comes, it can't catch you. Because your white blood cells will fight them. Because God gave us something to fight all these jumbies that come into our system. And so this jumbie is a very serious jumbie. Are you with me? How many of you are taking vitamin C every day? Nalisa knees. Tablet. The one that, the emergency, is it a sachet or the? So that's also not bad. But that's a 120 for one? 120 for one. Hey, me, when was this? I don't know whether God spoke to me. I went to, is it Real Value or True Value or some value? Real Value. I went there one day. It's about 3 months ago. And I saw this vitamin C, the big bottle. I saw it about 2 times. I said, I want this vitamin C bottle. It's big. So one day I just walked in and went to buy it. I think it was about $5,000. I just bought it. That's what I have. So I can, hey, even if your vitamin C finish, I will still have vitamin C. And I'll sell one tablet for $1,000. Right outside the church. If you give me 1,000, I'll give you one. That's easy. Lime, mango, pine, they are all very good. Orange, very, very, very good. So don't make an excuse. These are avocado. Avocado, it's also very good. We have been living a life of excuses. We don't get time with them things. But now spend your money wisely for those things. No shoe, no wig for about 6 months until corona is gone. Jolene. No wig for the. We are not doing hair for the next 2 months. Buying avocado, tangerine, all these things is what we are doing. No wig, no manicure. Just when you go to the bathroom, just do that. Scrub, you know, scrub. That's automatic, natural manicure. Yeah. Find some paint and just paint your nails. That's okay. It will last longer. Rubberize the red paint. It will last glass. It will last for a long time. Hallelujah. But the Lord is our shepherd. Amen. And that is why in times like these, I am not bothered. I'm still driving around, still inspecting the building project in Canal Number 2. And when I wake up, I say, oh Lord, I have to preach tonight. I have to make sure that I'm cool. And then I move around. And I say, hey, it's time to preach. Then I have to come and preach. Then when I go, I have to sleep. I say, I have to sleep here. Then I say, 4 a.m. Because now it's 4 a.m. every morning. Yo. It's 4 a.m. every morning. Until we get a president. We need a president. It's bad to have a country without a president. Whatever is in place. And that is why a lot of things won't even go well. Because we don't have people who have been mandated to spend money and to do all kinds of things. Because they can't spend money. It's not very easy to spend money because you are not a minister of health anymore, as it were. It's not an illegal something they are doing. But, of course, they can't just leave everything to just... So they have to still be there. Yeah. President Greja is not the president yet. Uh-huh. So it's not a very nice thing that we are in. You know, it's like, just like you live in a house without a father. This has no child mother, child father thing for presidents, you. Refuse it in Jesus' name. So we are going to continue praying 4 a.m. Even if you don't see the message, 4 a.m., wake up, okay? Because Jesus, you don't go to work. How many of you don't go to work? Beautiful. I hope you are being paid though. This is a time that they have to pay you. Anybody who doesn't pay you, you should take them to court. If they were accepting you in court because of Corona. Yeah, I just saw a message from the director of prisons in Ghana. Somebody, all these things that pass around. The president is releasing a lot of prisoners. Yeah, older ones, sick ones. He's reducing life imprisonment, is bringing it to death row, is bringing it to life. If you're something, he's reducing. I mean, it's like Corona has come to really do things. So, yeah, free you. All those with minor offenses who are in jail, they are being released. Those who are sick, say, Charlie, no, go out and be happy. Yeah, be free. Amen. So like in Ghana, you can't have church for 4 weeks. Yeah, churches can't meet for 4 weeks. So all the pastors are on Facebook, talking to Facebook. I don't want to talk to Facebook. I want to talk to you. Amen. So I'm believing God that we don't get to the point where I have to go online. When I go online, it's other people who will listen to me. I'm not a shepherd for those people. I'm your shepherd. I want to minister to you, especially this crucial moment. Are you with me? Mm-hmm. So Psalm 23, the Lord indeed is our shepherd. And that's what we are not supposed to want. Amen. I'm sure people are arguing, people are debating whether churches should close their doors. But I don't think we should close our doors. I think we should, you see, it's a lack of ideas. It's a lack of ideas. This, what is here? I'm sure some people, their churches are this number. And so to have an idea to meet five people at a time, it sounds a waste of time. But if this is really your, if this is really your heart and your calling, you'll find me so. If I don't know if you are watching it, it's a bald head girl. Sure, this day she's not bald head. She got enough hair now. Whereas you see her, she plaiting she hair and thing. My God, things are getting better. I tell you, the Lord is a shepherd. She will not want hair at all. I don't know if you're watching what I'm doing, but this is how you pastor. This is how you minister. You see, if you love, you all know. You all know, especially those of you who are of age, that when you love somebody, your mother cannot even prevent you from following the guy until you yourself learn a lesson from it. Yeah. That's exactly what I'm doing with you here now. Because I love the Lord, nobody can make me stop doing what I do for God unless it is almost impossible to do it. We apply it in the world, but we don't apply it with our faith. So for a church, the assemblies of God, I hope it's not all of them, they are closing their doors for 7 weeks. I don't know how many of them can even go on internet and minister to their people. How many of the people will even go on internet and listen? It's serious. So I mean, when some of my pastors call me, I advise them. Linden, they said they won't give them the community center where they are meeting to meet. So I said, no problem. Have a meeting at home. 10 people today, 10 people tomorrow. How many people are you? You are just about 25, 30. You are there, you are a housewife or pensioner or whatever you are. Meet people Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10, 10, 10. In your yard. The fact that the building is not open doesn't mean that we can't have a church. St. Vincent, our pastor in St. Vincent, messaged me. Said now the government says not more than 25 people. I said, good. So you have your service. Normally his service is in the afternoon at 3 o'clock on Sundays. I said, so Sunday morning, go online, and then Sunday afternoon, tell only 25 people to come. Or 20 just to be safe. We can, once they give us our advice, let us also use our mind around it. Because nobody, hey, when somebody says, when you love somebody in this life, nobody can make you, until you get two children and you realize that the guy is he might not sponge or something. Then you decide that, you know what, me want he know what. But you see, you, nobody can tell you. He says, I don't know whether you were like that before. I don't know. In your time, whether there were things like that. Yeah, I'm sure maybe your mother, when you met Roy, your mother, I don't know whether your mother was happy with that. Yeah. Or your father. Are you there?
Yeah.
Nalisa needs a Nalisa. Are you there? Yes, that if somebody, we have all been in love before. We thought we were in love. We thought we were in love. We have followed people. We have done things. That father, you hide from father. You hide from mother. Even when they see and they advise you, you say, you try to use this old man. You understand what's going on. You are fully inside the things like you are. They call it puppy love. Nobody is able to convince you that don't follow this person. Until you yourself learn a lesson. And that is what I'm trying to do with you, that this God we serve, he does not deserve a brush off, that you can just brush him aside. You do that to your own detriment. And it is even in these times and these seasons that we need him more, that we need to really focus on him being our shepherd and being our guide. And so David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So that's what we have, verse 2. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. And what I'm saying is two way. You have to look at it in two ways. I'll switch in between the two. Number one, it is of a shepherd who, like a pastor, who is able to attract a lot of people. If a pastor is able to attract a lot of people and have a big church, it is because of the environment the pastor creates. Because people don't lie down, people don't comfortably come to a place if they don't trust the place. So, sheep, or in other words, church members or human beings, do not go to places where they feel harassed or they feel they are not liked. Do you get it? And therefore, for us to be able to come to church and to spend our time with God, he must have created something for us to want to be with him. I don't know if you are here still. So he makes me lie down because I don't normally lie down. And nobody can also make me lie down because I don't want to lie down. I don't trust the environment. I don't trust people around here. I don't like to mingle. I want to mind my own business. I just work, home, church. I don't trust church people. So for somebody like that to be able to mix with church people and be in church and even go to church consistently, it tells you that there is somebody called a shepherd who has made him or her be able to feel restful and peaceful in a congregation. So that is what we've been looking at. And the Bible says that Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 15. Ezekiel chapter 34 and verse 15. I will feed my flock and I'll cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. So, it is not very easy to be out of a job and still trust God that you eat. It doesn't happen these days. Anybody who is comfortable out of a job has something. It's either some fella, or maybe you live in a very secured house where people are not mindful of feeding you and all. But even if they are mindful of not mindful of feeding you, you yourself, you need your own money.
Yeah.
So you don't feel restful and peaceful if somebody has to feed you for such a long time. D, are you here? Are you sure? Yeah. Are you not catching visions here in the church? Okay. It's age. When you're getting big, you like sleeping. That's why the Assembly of God, they've closed their church because it's young people. It's good to have a church of young people who will come, who are very enthusiastic, who are interested. I mean, you can't close the doors to people who are interested to come. Yeah. So, there's a certain state you go into when you don't have what life normally provides. Happy birthday. Amen. But when you have the Lord as your shepherd, you may not have a job, you may not have money, but there's a certain peace that comes into you. Yeah? That's what David said. To lie down and to be fed with green leaves. And the shepherd is the one who organizes. It's like, there is a shepherd who organizes it. It's not me. To lie down means to be restful, to be peaceful, to rest. People don't rest. People don't rest. Some people have two jobs, three jobs. It's like, if I don't do two jobs, I can't make it in life. If I don't have a job with a certain salary, I can't make it. So people go to workplaces and they say, well, when they tell, they'll pay you $12,000 a week. You say, $12,000 a week, what are I going to do with that? It is all a matter of fear. It's a matter of fear. That's why the Bible says that God has not given us the spirit of fear. The New Living Translation, the spirit of timidity. And sheep are timid. Sheep are fearful. Just as human beings are afraid, you are afraid you will not get married. You are afraid you will not have a child. You are afraid that you are getting too old. You are afraid that you don't have this. You are afraid, all of human beings, our lives are made of fear. It's fear. Fear all over. Fear of the unknown. Fear of the unexpected. So if I don't do this, then what's going to happen? We can't stand to say, okay, so there's nothing. Okay, I'll be here. No problem. People don't do that. For you to be able to do that, that is why, you see, that is why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And this is where I'm saying that there is nobody who can be compared to the Lord that we are talking about. There's nobody. There's nobody. He is the one who can take care of you even when you don't have a job. He proved it. For 40 years, millions of people walked from Egypt to Canaan. They never cooked. He fed them 40 days in the wilderness. You have stove. You have a rice bucket. They ain't got nothing. All they had was what they were traveling with. So, we are not restful in life because of the burdens we carry. That's why he says in Matthew 11, 20, come unto me, all you that labor, and I would have it laden, and I will give you rest. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, for my burden is what? My yoke is easy and my burden is light, and you shall find rest. That's what everybody's looking for, rest. It's only the shepherd that gives you that rest. He's the one who makes you. Because it's so difficult to be made to lie down. I mean, Sister Charlene has a business. How many a.m. in the morning? She has to wake up. Her husband has to wake up. The day husband doesn't wake up a.m. He said, hey, what's happening? What's going to happen today? We got to sell. We got to do things. It's like
We can't handle not doing those things because we don't like what will happen. But David is saying that in the absence of what we do on a daily basis to survive, God is able to make him relax.
Yeah.
And that is the God we need to have a revelation about. Because for somebody like him, with no qualifications, was not in the line to the throne, picked up from the forest, picked up from the bush, and made the president of Jerusalem, Israel. You have to love the Lord. You will have to submit to the Lord. You will have to be boastful and proud about mentioning the name of the Lord. So you see somebody who, when you submit yourself to him, is able to take you higher and further than what you can do for yourself. But we are not able. We are not able because of fear. So once fear is eliminated, then you see that, you know, people are relaxed. So even if you are not working, you have a fella, you are still okay waking up in the morning and not doing anything. There's a particular lady who, I tell you, there was a particular lady in our church a few years ago. Dress up. The red girl. Dress up. There's a song called Red Girl, huh? Is there a song called Red Girl? Or brown girl? Red girl? Brown eye girl? Red girl? They say a song called Brown Eye Girl too? Ghana, there's a song for everything, huh? Brown eye girl? It's a trouble to a man. Brown eye girl. Somebody will say something like that. Brown eye girl. You've not heard it, Anita. You've heard it. Brown eye girl or red girl? Which is the song? Which one? Both. You have a red girl song and brown. Are you red girl? You are not red girl. Do you qualify for red girl or you are not? But you are red. Is she not red? Liz, are you red? Would they call you red girl? You call you red girl? Red woman. That's a red woman. Tiana, you qualify for red girl or use red woman? Red woman, red girl. What? Jolene, too. You use red girl. Ah, I see. It's too powerful. Jojo, you are a black girl. Or brown girl. He's a brown girl. Yeah, wow. Ghana is a beautiful place, I tell you. Interesting songs that people sit down and compose. So I'm saying that even if you are not working, and that's how come people are not able to serve the Lord well. Whenever they are not very active seeking for the things people are seeking for, there's somebody who's doing something for them. But to not have that and be restful, it's only God who gives that. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So because of the fear, we are not able to leave everything aside. What happened to me? So I have a boyfriend and I give my life to Christ. And then the Bible says that fornication, let it not be once named among you. You say, this was the... So when I need a little session, I'll go have session. We can't handle it. It's like, hey, so what? I mean, we can't even imagine that you can be such a Christian who does not have certain things. No, we can't think about it. Yeah, it's possible. It's possible. That's why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. If you were to leave it with me, David said, I will never lie down. But God is able to make me lie down. In green pastures, not in places that I don't deserve. He puts me to lie down in places where I am satisfied. Yeah. So I started saying yesterday that there are four conditions that must be met before people really rely on God or people really take God as their shepherd truly. And the first thing is the fear. It's the fear. Because of the fear of not getting married, people don't hold on to God well. Because of the fear of not being able to have children, people don't submit to God well. They have to listen to somebody's advice. They got to go to Suriname. They got to drink this pill. They got to go and see some Obia man. It's like there's a fear that your time will pass and you will not have what you need. And therefore, you have to do something. So the Lord never becomes your shepherd indeed. But if the Lord is your shepherd, I'm telling you, he will cause rest. God gives rest. He gives rest. He gives rest. How can Trump say that coronavirus will go by Easter? I mean, people don't take him serious. But, you see, but the guy, he's so comfortable with himself and with his life. He doesn't care about what people are saying, what people think he should say. He just say what he feels. He's such a very free man. That's the type of thing that the Lord does. Hallelujah. So when we say the Lord is my shepherd, we should understand what we are trying to say. The second thing that needs to be eliminated before people can lie down. So again, like in the church, there can be a lot of things in the church. People are afraid. These churches. Oh, I hear that church is an Obia church. That church, not me coming. You got some snake somewhere. Is that what somebody told us in Samaria? Yeah. Somebody went to visit a ship in Bell West. And I think they were actually going to organize them to church. And the ship's mother said, "Which church is that?" When they told the mother about our church, she said, "Huh? No. That church, I hear they have a snake in the room." So then the son said, "Mommy, the church ain't done built yet. It ain't got no room." So it's like all the things that you are talking about, it's so fantastic that people will just sit down and create things. It propagandas. It makes sheep not lie down. It makes sheep not come to the church. It keeps, because nobody wants to come to a church where there's a snake in a room biting people. Hallelujah. And so Psalm 4 and verse 8 says that I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. If you don't sleep in the night, I'll pray for you. Did you bring your communion? You brought your bread, you brought your wine? Are you sure? You didn't know. You forgot. You are not a Christian. We have some wine and bread around. We do. We have enough. We have to have communion. I'm serious. There's no bread. We have wafer. No wine. We have wine. You have cup. You brought your own cup. Even if it's a mug or jug or whatever, you pour inside. That's bread. Oh, good. You sanitize or wear gloves and we break it. It's enough for us. Somebody has Banco wine. How many? Three cases. A bottle. Hey, we should have brought three cases. Everybody takes one. Beautiful. All right, so get it ready. I will do communion before we close at 7:30. All right, so little boy, make sure that you. How many children do you have that you forget things? Only one. Lord of God Almighty. When you get five, me know what happened. Yeah, so, you know, get... We didn't want to do it for you because, you know, the conditions, right? Bring what you are comfortable with, and then if it's a bottle, just put it on your mouth, and then as I'm praying, you're just drinking it. And when you fall down, it's okay, we'll leave you here. Hallelujah. We thank God some people brought some things so we can share, isn't it? I know this social distance, I don't know how you're going to share the bread. Maybe you have to throw it or something. We train communion now. It says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. I'm saying that those who don't sleep, if you are here, you don't sleep in the night, you need communion. If you are here and you can't sleep without the light going off, you need communion. Because the Lord only, the Lord only, not sleeping tablet. I got to read something so that I fall to sleep. The Lord only maketh me dwell in safety. The next thing, so the first thing that has to be eliminated before sheep lie down, that you and I can really comfortably, without worry, really have God in our lives, is to be away from, to be separated from fear. As long as I'm afraid that if I live in Guyana, I'll go punish. I run away. See, if God wants me to even live in Guyana, I won't live. Because I believe that if I live here, I'll punish. So you run away. You can't lie down. Sheep are like that. Sheep do not lie down if they sense danger. They are very, very fearful animals. And that's how human beings are. The next thing is friction. Friction. Now, friction is also another thing that sheep will not comfortably lie down, will not even lie down at all, if they sense friction around. When I say friction, I mean, you see, they are animals, but they bully one another. There's fight. There's jealousy. There's envy. Sheep are like human beings, or human beings are like sheep. There is tension, rivalry, and cruel competition within every flock. So the sheep cannot lie down on its four limbs. Okay? When another sheep does it, looks at them in a certain way. See, are you following or you're lost? What I'm saying is that sheep, it's like animals. Animals are very territorial. The lion, we call him the king of the forest. Because where he is, nobody else dwells there. In the same way, when you see sheep together, a herd of sheep. Is it herd or what? Is it fleet? A herd of sheep. Is it herd? Is that a correct one? If you have a herd of sheep, it doesn't sound right to me. The flock. A flock of sheep. If you see a flock of sheep, Charlie. if you see a flock of sheep, you see them like that, but they have friction. They fight. Some don't like some. Some don't want some around them. And so it is only the shepherd that his presence makes the sheep lie down, because once the shepherd is there, no friction. In the same way we are like that, are we not like that? The social behavior of people at workplaces, in schools, at homes, and all of that. You see that there's always kind of some contention here and there. Who's the best child? Who's the favorite child? And if this one is the favorite child, you see that that person behaves in the house like they are invincible. Whatever they do, they can get away with it. But some, when they do something small, mommy's shouting. David said, I will never lie down unless I have this one that everybody is afraid of and everybody respects, whose presence drives away friction. And it's like that. Once I'm around, many of you will behave nice. If I'm not around, then you see how people are. Some people feel they are big. Some people feel that they are beautiful. Some people feel they are educated. Some people feel that they are special. Some people feel that they are the, I mean, if Bishop is not there, they are the ones who are there. All kinds of things in this flock here, in this pasture. And so many things that they do this, so they are more important than somebody who doesn't do it. That is what happens among sheep. And therefore, a sheep among sheep will never lie down before somebody tramples on them and kills them. And that's why when bishop is not there, many people wouldn't come to church. Because the lying down, the resting, does not occur until there's a shepherd. So it is God. Let me tell you, that's why I always say that this one nation, one people, one destiny. It's a hoax. It's a hoax. Look at what's happening with the elections. Yagdu is saying one thing. Somebody's also saying one thing. Everything they're saying. This is fraud. Is that? Is this? The court. Here. All kinds of things. This is all a sign or signs of division. One people, one nation. It cannot be one nation. When Kuli votes for Kuli, black folk votes for black. It's two nations or five nations. Yeah, it's almost like God has made a mistake to bring four nations together. We should just celebrate, we should separate. Region 1 and Region 2, you should become your own country. Region 3 and Region 4, be your own country. We should divide ourselves into different countries. Run by blacks, run by Hindu, and that's it. So that in your country, it's only black people. So when you're going to vote, you're voting between two good black people rather than a black person and an Indian person. So because of those things, sheep don't lie down. Friction. Sometimes some people are more dominant. Sometimes some of the big ladies, you can't joke around them, you know. I's a big woman, you know. I's a big woman. Your eyes pass, you take your eyes past me. I's a big woman. I know your place. You have that among sheep. People don't like environment like that. Maybe in small groups also. Let's say in the ashes, in the choir, dancing stars, film stars, whatever group, there are always something. Sheep is the same thing with sheep. And therefore, if I was a sheep, I would not want to be in a place where I feel threatened. That I have to stand up for myself all the time. I have to stand up for my right all the time because there's this particular person. Anytime you say something, it's like, what you are saying doesn't make sense. What you are saying is that they always want to. Whatever they say is always right. At the workplaces, in school, all kinds of things. It takes a shepherd to eliminate this feeling of friction among sheep. Yeah. And when that is gone, you see that all of us will come together and we'll feel very, very, very relaxed wherever the shepherd has us. Amen. So, age, isn't it? Some people think that they are rich. That's why they will not come to certain meetings, certain places. And once there's the friction, I tell you, nobody wants to rest. The number three thing that the shepherd takes care of, so that the sheep will lie down. So I'm talking about the making of a sheep lie down in green pastures, or even the making of the sheep lie down before he can even eat. If there's no peace, you don't eat too. You even lose your appetite. Can you imagine you come to church and then there's a sister in the church who doesn't talk to you? You also don't hear the preaching. You focus on that, and the person is not sitting so far from you. Right beside you. And then she's making some. You will not listen to anything the pastor is saying. So we can't even go to like in green pastures. We are talking about lying down, focusing, being content, being satisfied, being at ease. Sheep do not do that without a shepherd. And David is saying that is what the Lord does for him. Because of his presence, people don't cheat him. If it wasn't the Lord, what would have had was David killing Goliath. If it was David's brothers, he wouldn't have had a chance. Yeah, that was the friction. They told you that use a little boy. That is why you are not here fighting. That's why you are in the bush with the sheep. So our father asked you to bring something for us to eat. Just leave the food here and go back and look after the sheep. What are you doing here? So their age and their strength, they are trying to use us to bully David. But you see, in God's eyes, David was also equally important, or even more important than even his senior brothers. And so when David managed to speak to King Saul, or somebody managed to tell King Saul that there's a little boy here who says that, you know, he can take down this guy, Saul was very excited. He said, go and bring the guy. When David came to Saul, Saul saw a little boy. He said, hey, you, who are you? And David started talking about his experience. He said, I can do the job. He said, are you sure? You're a little boy. Okay, if you say you can do it, at least nobody for this past days has ever stood up to say they can do the job. So at least if you can do that, let me try you. Put on my armor. Put his helmet, his breastplate, his shield, his sword. He gave everything to David. When David put it on, it was oversized. He couldn't move. The shoe, when he put his feet inside, he couldn't move. Big shoes Saul was wearing. So he told King Saul, he said, no, King, please, you take back these things. I have a sling. I have 5 stones. I think this will do the job. If it was left with the brothers, this wouldn't have happened. The friction. So Saul gave him the chance. And we saw it. A little boy who otherwise wouldn't have made it even to the battlefield, the battlefront. When the friction was taken care of by Saul's involvement as the head of the army, he was able to prove that there is a God in Israel. And that's what it is. If we can't have everybody come together, there are certain things we will miss. Because everybody, God sees everybody in a different way. God has everybody lined up for something different and for a different purpose. So if the older ones are going to say, oh, this is for old people, or this is for young people, or this is for beautiful people. By the way, I don't know who goes around walking and says they are the most beautiful people around here. And therefore, the ugly ones shouldn't talk. I don't know who is ugly and who is beautiful. Since I started personage, I've not seen any ugly person in the church before. So if you walk around that, you are the Miss East La Penitence or Miss Georgetown. Well, somebody was also Miss Guyana when you were not born. It's very different. Very different. Beauty comes in shapes and forms and sizes and colors. Yeah. There are very chubby people who are beautiful. Yeah. Yeah, size, heavy size. How many pounds? 500 pounds? I don't know how many pounds. You have the people who are sizable, who are good looking, pretty. Yeah, and you have people who are also slim and who are also pretty. Some who have shape and they are pretty. Some who don't have shape, they're also pretty. Hey, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? People who are tall, people who are short, people who are colored, people who are all kinds of things. Beautiful. And there are sometimes there are some 50, 60, 70-year-old ladies. Hey, when you see them, you say, hey, is this your 70? Are you 70? I can't imagine when you were 20 or 18. Yeah, there are some people, they're older, they're still good-looking. So when in the eyes of God, everybody has a place. So when you and me, because of who we think we are, begin to cause a stirring in the church, we only scatter the flock. We only don't make people stay. People don't stay in the church because some people think they are better. Or they look good, or they look better than them. If you do that, we can't have a large church because people don't like such an environment. Sheep don't like such an environment where there's friction. Something as very frivolous and simple as the type of dress you wear. I know many people talk about not going to church because when you go to church, people look at your clothes. Me, I've come to understand why rich people, they wear the same clothes. The guy who is doing the construction for us in Samaria, almost every day he comes in the same dress. Yeah, so me too, I try to do that also. You can easily see me tomorrow outside with this same thing I'm wearing. It's so nice. I feel so nice. Gone are the days where when I wear this tomorrow, I can't wear it. I have to wear something else. Oh, tomorrow, I can wear this tomorrow, wear it the next day. Totally. Yeah, the dress is not what defines me. That dress, this shirt. So, Bishop was wearing this shirt last night, and so what? I'm no more a bishop. I'm even a stronger bishop as the day goes by. Yeah, Bishop Shed. I wear it. If I don't feel it's dirty. Oh, please. I wear it. You see me today, you see me tomorrow. I'm not concerned about changing. So, some of you are like that. Once you wear it one, whether it's sweaty or not, you don't mind. It's dirty. You got to go in the laundry. Soap powder you wasting. Then you're crying for money. You're crying for money. And the more often you wash something, it fades. The color fades. David said, me? I cannot be among a flock if this shepherd is not there. Because he takes away the friction that exists among us. A lot of things go on, especially with the women in churches. Hey, this, that. Remember when Hannah and Peninnah, Elkanah's two wives, remember Samuel's mother Hannah, when Hannah didn't have Samuel? Hannah didn't have any child. Peninnah had children and was always telling Hannah that you don't have no child. Having a child is by choice for some people. No. Some people just don't want the child. Don't. Children are not toys. Oh. They are not Barbie dolls. Yeah. One child has made one young lady get out of the church to go outside. Yeah, that's what children do. It's very expensive. When you're going out, you can't leave the child. You can't leave the child at home and go. You can't take the child with you. Gone are days when you used to walk alone. You go, you line by a friend. You ain't going home till whenever. No, you can't do that. If you're not going home, baby saying, meh, meh, meh. And then your friend will say, like, you won't go home. You know, you, the baby spoil your plans. So this woman was mocking Hannah. Said, hey, Charlie, you have a child, you should be quiet, oh. And God, you know, helped Hannah. The same thing with Hagar. After Sarah gave Hagar one of the precious yard fowls in town, she now started mocking her mistress. You know Abraham? Hey, I've never seen some before. Abraham's wife, Jacob's wives. Liz, that you see a young girl and say, please, go and sleep with Pastor Randall for me, okay? It's too much for me, okay? It's your turn now.
God forbid.
God forbid. Lady Pastor Lewis says, God forbid. That's what Sarah did. Sarah said, come. Let me tell you something. Tonight, I want you to bathe with Lysol. And I want you to wash certain places with vinegar. Because I want you to do something special for me tonight. Can you imagine the wife? I has put a vacancy in the newspaper looking for somebody to sleep with her husband. And that's the Bible we read. The lady pastor says, God forbid. I don't know why God didn't forbid Sarah. And God should forbid her. It's fantastic. The same thing happened to Leah and Rachel. Because Leah was despised. You know, Leah was the older one who, well, after Jacob realized that it wasn't the real one, she was not the one that Jacob liked. So she got pregnant faster, gave birth. Reuben was from her, and then Simeon came, and then Levi came through Leah. Then Rachel was crying and said, hey, what's going to happen to me? Rachel went for one of her house helps that her father sent with her into marriage. He said, come and told Jacob. He said, Jacob, please, at least let Bilhah or one of the girls give me a child so that Isaac is my child. Showing. I mean, as a man, it will be, you open your mouth.
And the bishop said it. The bishop said, you know, these women, they will let anybody do anything else, but not the sex.
They will say, oh, come cook for him. Come help me cook.
Well, you know, you make something for your father. Go make something for your father now. You, these girls growing up in this house, you gotta make something. Your father wants some tea. Go make tea for your father.
Sweep the place. Make the bed.
But that one, they won't do, and they will not let anybody come and do it too. That's what the Bible says. I don't know whether I'm preaching a good message, but the Bible says that Sarah, you should emulate Sarah, who called Abraham my Lord.
She was the one who solicited. He said, tell Abraham, these days, Abraham, he needs to, I enable. I'm getting old. Abraham's still strong, jumping around at this. Me and Abel. It's very fantastical. That, I don't know what was in them that we don't have. I don't know who will probably get a bigger throne than Sarah. But look at what she did. Lady Pastor, God forbid. I agree with her, God forbid. Well, you should do the work well. You should do it. If God should forbid, then you should do over time. Work with interest.
Honey.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Then Leah realized that at the point she was also not getting children. Then she also organized her house help. Said, Jacob. Hey, Jacob. You read about Jacob. The man he was too much. He was just there like his father also. He said, no problem. For the sake of peace. You want children? No problem. Jacob was to do his thing. He was a sharpshooter. Shoot! Asher is here. Naphtali is here. Gad is here. Dan is here. Hey! And Leah said, God had given me my hire because I have given my maiden to my husband. Hey! From where? From where? Guyanese woman? From where? Guyanese woman. You should see the Guyanese women who are married to Guyanese pastors. They don't make no room at all. For her to now, I have given my maiden to my husband. And she called his name Issachar.
God forbid.
The Bible is a very fantastic book. It's like you can use the Bible for anything you want to do, depending on your mindset.
Yeah. We can stand and say, okay, Shepherd House, we believe in wives inviting other girls to come and help them. You could make a doctrine out of it. And then you quote all these scriptures. It's in the Bible.
The Bible, it can twist your mind, pa, if you don't take care. And many people have fallen because of some of these things. That's why the Muslims take off their shoes, because they say Abraham took off his shoes when he saw the burning bush. But are you seeing burning bush now?
Yeah.
Then he says, are you Leah? Are you Rachel? Paul told Timothy, take a little one for your stomach's sake. Oh, that's why we drink wine. Are you Timothy? Has Paul told you to take a little wine for your stomach's sake? Do you have stomach trouble? The Bible, I tell you, it is so fantastic a book. Many people have fallen because of the Bible.
Hallelujah. All right, stand to your feet, please. When I go to heaven, I'll ask Sarah. I said, Granny, come. I want to ask you something. Granny Sarah, I want to ask you something.
How you could do that? But it's like the children were so important to them that they don't care where it comes from. Just like in our days, you know, whether you're married or not, you just want children. I think it was something like that. Amen. Are you ready with your communion? Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for all the revelations you've given to us. Thank you for all the teachings. That if there's friction, if there's fear, it's difficult to live and to dwell together. You are the only one who we fear, and that's why we cannot envy one another or be jealous with one another. You are the only one who we fear, and that's why we are also afraid to even cause one another to fall and to not make it to heaven. Help us as we go along to be able to indeed quote, recite Psalm 23, having a better and deeper understanding about it. I pray for your people. Our Lord, indeed, this revelation will stay with them for the rest of their days. In Jesus' name, somebody said amen. Hallelujah. Take your communion if you have it. Take your bread and your wine. Thank you, Jesus. Is it clean? Okay. You wash your hands. You sanitize it. You use gloves. You didn't use gloves? Gloves. Whoa. Okay. Wow. Are we going to touch it? Oh, this is for sure. Is this for everybody to? Let's see if we are touching it, the hands, the edges, and all of that. You have something like a tree, rather, so you can hold it at the bottom. Right? Yeah, we should be careful. Because as people are here, I don't know where their hands are. So sanitize. If you have your own communion, I think it's better, right? Don't worry with the church communion. We'll drink it ourselves. After me and Gerard, we'll be upstairs. Have party. Goldie, you can't come, alright? Yeah, if you feel, yeah, sanitize your hand if you feel comfortable with yours. Or they can come, you know, they can pour the cups into your cup for you. Yes, Lord. Thank you. We're going to have communion every evening this week. Up to Saturday evening and then Sunday morning as well. Yes, every evening. This is, you see, I was listening to a pastor on TV, and he was saying that this is actually Passover season. This is Passover. Easter is just about to come, and it's Passover. And if you remember, the Passover was when the spirit of death was sweeping through Egypt. And the only thing that kept the people of God was blood. So he was saying that this is a season for communion. I said, wow! Somebody was asking me, oh, Bishop, we've not had communion for a long time. I said, don't worry. And so when I heard this message, I said, no. This is two times I'm hearing about communion. We should have communion the whole of this week. The time that people are dying, we will only be preserved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Are you with me? Okay, so let's... Esther, are you the sharer of wine? Gerald, you're wasting time. Brothers, sisters, we are one, and our lives has just begun. In the spirit, we are young. We can live forever. Sons of God, hear His only word. Gather round the table of the Lord. Eat His body, drink His blood, and we'll sing a song of love. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The instruction was very clear on that day. God told Moses, let them kill a lamb of the first year. Every household, take the blood of the lamb and then mark the doorpost, the lintel of the door with the blood. God told Moses that that was going to be the sign. As the spirit of death passes through Egypt, I have instructed that spirit to not touch anybody who is inside a house with a red mark, the blood of the Lamb, at the doorpost. Tonight, we are eating and we are drinking for protection and for preservation. We are drinking in the name and in the spirit that we will not die but live. That as the coronavirus is going on and around and around, that we will be spared because of the blood that was shed for us on the cross of Calvary. So the Bible said on the night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. After giving thanks, he broke it and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After the same manner also, he took the cup. And he says, "This cup contains the New Testament in my blood." He says, "Drink it, and as often as you do so, in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat the bread, you drink the cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Shall we pray? Father, I pray for every bread. I pray for every wine. I pray that indeed the wine and the bread becomes activated. May the bread and the wine be activated into a shield of covering, a shield of protection from plagues, from diseases, from epidemics and pandemics, from the secret and the quiet virus that is being passed around. Lord, we are not ignorant in our country that what they are telling us is not the truth, that there are things underlying that are still in the system. But Lord, may it be, oh God, that your people under the covering of this blood will not contract, will not be affected by the virus in the name of Jesus. I bless the bread. I bless the wine. Let it do its work as I have asked. In Jesus' name, amen. The bread and the wine. If you have your bread, lift it up. If you don't have bread, people have bread. Have bread which is sanitized. I believe it's sanitized. Okay. Not the bread. You don't sanitize the bread. You don't put it in sanitizer. Okay. You sanitize your hand. It will be sanitized when it goes through your body. I believe so. I believe so. Oh my. Are you ready? Let's lift up the bread together. The body of Jesus Christ. This is the blood. Never loses its power. This blood, we are covering over you. Any evil thing that comes around you will pass you by. I declare that you will escape any evil sickness and disease. Not even a headache will affect you. The blood of Jesus Christ. Crucified. Lay behind the stone, you live to die, rejected and alone, like a rose trampled on the ground. You took the fall, and you thought of me. Father, thank you for your covering of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful teaching of God's Word. For booking and more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at shepherdhousegy@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.shepherdhouseinternational.org. God richly bless you.